You're listening to The Best of Perry Gauthier, where we remember our friend and leader who was taken from us in this life in December of 2020. It is our hope that his memory lives on in the hundreds and thousands of people who he touched both in and outside of capitals in this country and around the world. We will be sharing interviews that Perry did for radio and television throughout the following weeks. Perry was always prepared to share the good news of Christ and God's love for politicians and people serving in the political realm. In this second Stand the Gap interview, Perry urges pastors to empower their congregation to bring their salt and light into all areas of life, to include politics and government.
But what they usually mean by we don't get political is we stay totally out of government. We take our salt and light and we just withdraw it from government. And when I hear of a church like that, I say shame on them, because they're to be salt and light in the governmental realm as well. Now, some churches do get it. They understand that America was made great through the leadership, through God and the leadership of godly pastors, the Great Awakenings, the Black Robe Regiment, you know, the pastors that preached the full Word of God to all of life, and that certainly includes government, because those principles of government are so critical to any given culture. So some get it and some don't. But, you know, I think overall, churches and church members are hungry for these kind of answers. They just know, and our country has become in such a mess. When I preached in New Jersey, my message was entitled Political Problems, America's Mess, and the Savior's Solution. But people don't know, because their pastors so often don't go there. And I'm thankful for the Pastors Network, because you're challenging teaching and linking elbows with pastors that will stand and preach the full counsel, do realize that America has this incredible Christian godly heritage. And we can return to that. It's not that hard. We just got to see clearly and walk back to those great days.
His passion is such a joy to hear again, and you can hear him talk about his favorite subject, keeping the state out of the church, next week.